Zombie Horror. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Luella. Thank you so much for tuning in to Ghostman Horror Tales today. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
Zombie horror is a genre of horror that is both thrilling and terrifying. Its main focus is on zombies, which are depicted as undead creatures that feed on flesh and have no mercy. This type of horror began to gain popularity in the 1960s and has continued to captivate audiences ever since. In this podcast, we will explore the evolution of zombie horror, its cultural significance, and the reasons why we are so drawn to these brain-eating creatures.
Zombie horror has its roots in Haitian folklore, where zombies were said to be reanimated corpses that were controlled by voodoo practitioners. However, it wasn't until the 1968 movie, Night of the Living Dead, directed by George A. Romero, that zombies as we know them today were introduced. In this film, zombies were depicted as slow-moving, flesh-eating creatures that were impervious to harm. Night of the Living Dead became a cult classic and set the standard for zombie movies to come. Since Night of the Living Dead, zombie horror has taken on many different forms. There have been movies that focus on the physical horror of zombies, such as Dawn of the Dead and World War Z, which feature fast-moving and relentless zombies that swarm their victims. Other movies, like Shaun of the Dead, have introduced comedy into the mix, portraying zombies in a more lighthearted manner.
Zombie horror has also made its way into television, with shows like The Walking Dead and Z Nation. These shows have given audiences a deeper look into the lives of survivors in a post-apocalyptic world overrun by zombies. The shows also explore the emotional and psychological toll that living in a constant state of fear can have on people.
But what is it about zombie horror that draws us in? Many experts believe that it is the fear of the unknown that makes zombies so terrifying. Zombies are unpredictable and seem to have no motivation other than their insatiable hunger. They are relentless and cannot be reasoned with. This lack of control is what makes them so frightening. Additionally, zombie horror often reflects cultural fears and anxieties. For example, in the 1960s, during the Cold War, there was a fear of nuclear attack and the resulting fallout. Films like Night of the Living Dead tapped into this fear by portraying a world destroyed by an unknown force. Similarly, in the wake of the 9/11 attacks, there has been a surge in zombie horror that reflects our fear of biological weapons and terrorism.
Zombie horror has also become a cultural phenomenon, with zombie walks, conventions, and fandoms. People dress up as zombies and march through the streets, taking part in events that celebrate this genre of horror. The Walking Dead has even spawned a spin-off show, merchandise, and a theme park attraction.
In conclusion, zombie horror is a cultural phenomenon that has been around for decades. It has evolved from its Haitian roots to become a horror genre that reflects cultural fears and anxieties. What draws us to zombie horror is the fear of the unknown and the lack of control that zombies represent. It is this fear that keeps us on the edge of our seats and coming back for more brain-eating action.
This was Zombie Horror by Ghostman Horror Tales, and this was episode number 2. My name is Luella Weaver, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.